92.3 WTTS. On demand.
92.3 WTTS, Paul Mendenhall with Annie Lennox, who has sold 80 million plus CDs, both with the Eurythmics and in her solo career. Annie, your list of accomplishments is incredible. You've got 8 Brit Awards. You've also fairly recently got an Academy Award for your original song for The Lord of the Rings, Return of the King. And now, Annie Lennox, a Christmas cornucopia, brand new Christmas album out. There's so many aspects of you that are so interesting, and one of them is the fact that your birthday, is this correct? Your birthday is on Christmas?
Yeah, that's right. I was born on Christmas Day, 1954.
I've always enjoyed Winter Wonderland. I think that was on a very special Christmas, maybe even the very first.
Yes, that's right. The very first special Christmas.
That is so pretty. So I think this is a wonderful idea. Why did you decide to do this album?
You know, it's something that I've wanted to do for years. When I was a kid, I used to sing these Christmas carols in choirs. And they're part of my culture. It's part of my upbringing. Even though I'm not a religious person myself, I still love the music. And I think that, Christmas can be celebrated in a secular fashion, and we can enjoy the carols, even if they're not, we're not totally identified with them as Christians. If you're going to make an album of Christmas carols, which I wanted to do, you could either go for the sort of jingle bells kind of upbeat thing, or you can go, as I've done, into the tradition, which goes back, for over 100 years or more, because a lot of these carols were written in Victorian times. And what I love about them is that they have this lasting quality over these years. These carols, they're just timeless.
Well, it is very traditional, and I think that's, to me, that's kind of surprising coming from a woman who is so on music and culture's cutting edge in the 80s and 90s. Annie, how have you changed over the years?
I'm still as passionately engaged with music and music making and being a creative artist as I ever was. I just think that experience in life has made me more comfortable in my own skin, perhaps, and I certainly have just as much passion and curiosity about everything as I always had. And I think I'm a brighter person, actually, and the fact that I'm a campaigner now and an advocate for HIV and AIDS and women's issues and all kinds of things, it makes me feel like my life is very fulfilled, yeah.
The image of you that was portrayed on MTV back in the 1980s, the sort of transgendered, the cutting-edge woman of the 80s there, how did that reflect your personality at that time, or was that kind of an enhancement for the benefit of selling some records?
I don't know about it, whether it helped sell any records. That's very funny. But look, I mean, the thing is that as a younger woman, I felt very much, I'm a feminist, and I wanted to be regarded as an equal with my partner, Dave Stewart in Eurythmics. And as a duo, as the two of us, we felt so close to each other in the way that we thought we were almost like creative twins. And it felt very appropriate at the time to create this kind of persona that is, in a way, an extension of oneself. It didn't reflect my sexual orientation because I'm not gay, I'm not a lesbian, I'm thoroughly a heterosexual woman. But it's certainly a kind of tool to indicate that when you're performing, you're pushing the boundaries. It's almost like, how can I say, like almost like an alter ego or something like that. And I think with performance, you can do that. And all the way through Eurythmics days, I always experimented with changing and becoming characters. And I felt that's a powerful way to present songs and messages.
And now the Christmas Cornucopia, the album cover looks so traditional. It's really cool because it looks like your image is in an ornament.
Yeah, I felt that for this album, which is drawing upon, the most sort of strong backbone of this tradition of carols, that I wanted to sort of give people a chance to connect with the nostalgia, where these songs have sourced from, the times gone by. And in a way, it's slightly tongue-in-cheek, in the same way that when I wore my man suit and had my hair and, you know, became all these characters. And through, if you look at my videos, you'll see it's almost like I act them through. I act the songs through. But I wanted to kind of, I wanted to bring that back. I wanted to get in touch with that place.
And it's interesting, too. I was going to kid you a little bit and ask, you know, with the religious songs that were on the album, if you had possibly run into the Missionary Man at some point. But you did actually, you did some work with Al Green, and that was pretty cool. Did you get a chance to develop much of a relationship with him back in the late 80s?
That's a good question. You know what? I'm going to tell you, I never met Al Green. I've never met Al Green. But I recorded with him, and I've been in a video with him.
I guess that, and that goes back, that was 22 years ago. So not only were you kind of on the cutting edge of pop culture, but you were also on the cutting edge of technology. And I'm sure that you that also was something Dave Stewart brought to the duo.
Very much so. Dave is really a pioneer in that respect. He's very interested and always has been interested in, you know, using new technology.
And you, was that awkward at any point, because you were in a personal relationship with Dave, but then you continued a professional relationship for decades after?
Yeah, a creative relationship. Yes, we did, absolutely. And of course, it had its challenges, no question about that. But both of us knew that we both were meant to be partners in terms of our music making and our creativity. And so there was no question that we would ever, you know, go our separate ways for many, many years.
Well, Christmas Cornucopia, this is very exciting, Annie, especially surprising from a woman who just did Songs of Mass Destruction about two or three years ago. Maybe a little note of optimism for us this year.
Well, look, music expresses all kinds of things, from great, you know, rapturous joy to tremendous sadness and despair to anger and rage, you know, everything. It makes you dance, it makes you sing. So, you know, there is that range. Of course, you're absolutely right to point it out. And my tastes are very eclectic in music. They always have been. And, you know, the thing is that people always want to put the label on you. Oh, this is the kind of artist that you are. This is the kind of stuff you do. Well, I just believe in developing and evolving and pushing my own boundaries as an artist and changing. And I like to surprise people. I like them to not know what, or second guess what I'm going to do next. That keeps it interesting.
Last question. Do you have any idea in your mind what will be next?
I try not to make plans too far into the future. But, I mean, for next year, I know that in my campaigning work that I'll be going to Malawi. I'm an envoy for my country, where I come from Scotland, with the Scottish parliamentarians, and they have a lot of projects there in that country as a partnership with Malawi. I'll be going there, and in musical terms, I just haven't decided yet. I'm very myopic. I like to work on the project I'm working on until the end, and then I'll just take a little break, and then I'll figure out where I'm headed next. But I'm just so happy to still be an artist and a creative person. That gives me tremendous joy.
Well, it's quite a gift to all of us. Any flute in this album?
Lots of flute, actually. It's funny that you should ask that. Yes, and I played it all myself.
Aha! I thought so. Annie, it's been such a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Have a great holiday.
You too.
Bye. 92.3
WTTS. On demand.